Welcome back in. Hour number three of Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Elijah Campbell here with you on this Friday morning in Nashville, Tennessee. And it is that time of the week. We go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and welcome in ESPN NFL Nation Tide reporter and host of Talking with TD, Teron Davenport. TD presented each week by Freedom Tire Guys, Nashville's premier mobile tire company, online at FreedomTireGuys.com. TD, what's going on, my man? How we doing?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? Good morning.
Appreciate you taking time to join us this morning, TD. Just from your vantage point as you look at this ongoing saga with Julio Jones throughout the league and with the Atlanta Falcons, where do you think things stand right now? And if you're the Titans, what are you comfortable giving up to acquire the services of Julio Jones? If it's going to be a deal that's completed by the Titans, what do you think that looks like?
Yeah, I think things are trending towards the Titans being able to get Julio Jones. And in my opinion, it's a perfect match. You have a team that, you know, is just, they need another receiver because, I mean, if they don't get Julio Jones or somebody to come in and help, there's going to be so much attention paid to A.J. Brown. I mean, they're going to have the whole defense trying to stop him. So they definitely need to get somebody else to come in there and really make teams pay for that. And I think if a deal was done, I could see it being like a second and fourth round pick, something like that, in order to get Julio Jones. And like I said, it's a perfect match, and it's a move that I think the Titans really have to make, and it's one that puts them in a position to be able to go toe-to-toe with teams that have explosive offenses like the Bills, like the Chiefs, etc.
TD, I enjoyed listening yesterday as you gave Jared, I guess what I'd call like a friendly annihilation on the air on a topic we've been batting back and forth today. The tight end versus Julio discussion. Yeah. You know, of course, I think we would all agree like Titans need help there too. I mean, they could really use another tight end, more depth, more proven play. You know, an all around tight end, but your thoughts on just the idea that like a tight end would help more than Julio, of course, Julio close to full capacity, Julio, but you know, how far apart are those two things in your mind?
Man, I think they are years apart, miles apart, because like I asked Jarrett and like I told Jarrett yesterday, you can't tell me a tight end that is on the trade market or a free agent that will have a bigger impact than Julio Jones. Think about what Julio Jones does. Imagine Julio Jones in this offense against defenses that stack the box to stop Derrick Henry. Imagine him on the opposite side of A.J. Brown. Look at what the offense did last year when Corey Davis got to that point where he was a legitimate threat. Now, in nine games, Julio Jones had almost 800 yards. So that tells you right there that he could really help that offense. So I don't think there's a tight end out there that could compare to the contribution that he gives.
TD, you joined us last week and had some interesting comments about the backup quarterback position for the Titans as well, as it refers to DeShone Kizer. Now, by the way, I played a celebrity softball game last night with DeShone Kizer. The guy is awesome. First
man,
off,
right?
He's a big dude, and he's a ball player too. So that was something to watch last night. He's really good at softball. Well, what do you think about DeShone Kizer, and why do you think he has the edge in your mind heading into this competition with Logan Woodside?
Yeah, I'll say this about Kizer. I saw him live at Temple. They played Temple on a Saturday night, and I remember seeing that joker get to the outside. Like, the pocket collapsed, he stepped up and he slid to his left, his right, and he was running. And after 15 yards, I was like, oh, he's about to get caught. 30 yards, he's not caught yet. He scrambled 78 yards for a touchdown. You know, and I say that to say this, it's a lot similar to Tannehill as far as being able to threaten defenses with your legs, but also what he does and what I think is going to make him a better backup than Woodside is the fact you could throw those deep crossing routes, you know, the 15 to 20 yard digs. You could push the ball down the field too with him. So look, you know, God forbid Ryan Tannehill got hurt. God forbid that happened. But if that did happen, you don't have to change the offense as much with Kaiser as you would with Woodside. Now, that being said, Woodside, he will go out there and keep everything on schedule, you know, but you're not going to get too many big plays with him as far as air yards are concerned. You'll get big plays because A.J. Brown, we know what he is, the yak monster. You know, you'll get big plays throwing a screen to Derrick Henry. But I think with Kaiser, you can still get big plays throwing that deep dig, that post route and those type of things. So that's why I think he's a more suitable backup. And I'm hoping that we do get to talk to him because I want to get him to open up about the situation in Cleveland because he was put in a position where I don't care if you're Tom Brady, you probably wouldn't succeed. So, you know, you got to look at that. I'm not making excuses for the man. There were things that he shouldn't have done also, but it just wasn't a good situation for him.
Yeah, I mean, right. Obviously, you know, whatever. I guess the Titans game, right? He was out or whatever. Some people got mad at him, but he was bad that year. He was also a rookie for a horrible team. It is a really interesting story with him. You know, then you go to Green Bay, you go to the Raiders, bounce around, and you almost forget about him, but you look at his whole story, and it does read as someone who maybe we have no idea, you know, what he could be in this league. And you expect someone from age, you know, 21 to now to grow up some and figure some things out. I think it's really an intriguing pickup for them. And like you said, TD, I mean, in this league, a lot of teams don't have this. They don't have a guy they feel like, okay, if you have a 2 or 3 week window, your starter's out, that maybe you actually have enough playmaking to get through that. Maybe you obviously, from what you've seen, think he could be that guy.
Oh, absolutely. I think he could be that guy. And I think really, you know, this offense is quarterback friendly, and they like to get you on the move, do those type of things. And that suits what Kaiser is good at. So when you're running boot, when you're running those type of things, you know, moving the pocket, it's good for a guy who can make plays on the run. Now, the thing with Kaiser, you got to remember, he threw a lot of interceptions as a rookie, and it's part because of the confidence that he has. When you have supreme confidence like that, you're going to try to fit the ball into places you really have no business doing. So the confidence is kind of a gift and a curse. If they could corral that, you know, and just get him to, you know, just play to his potential, I think they have something. But end of the day, you want 17 out there. You want him playing all 17 games. So,
Teron Davenport on the line with us here on Robbie and Rex Road, presented by Freedom Tire Guys. TD, is the rumor true that I've heard that maybe you are going to be the one kicking field goals for the Titans this year? What are they doing on that front?
Yeah, man, you know, they fitted me up with a steel-toe cleat. So, yeah, I may be out there, man, the Jack Dempsey-style kicker.
I like it. Yeah, none of this soccer-style stuff. Just straight on, man. Just blast
it. That's it. No, in all seriousness, I think the Ohio State kicker, Blake, I can never pronounce his last name, Hobble. I forget how to pronounce his last name. Hey, that's a good attempt right there.
There you go.
But I think he's going to eventually win the job. And, I mean, you see this with kickers. You know, these guys tend to just come out of nowhere. And that's another thing with confidence, that if they could find that confidence and keep it, they'll be good. You know, but I just wonder about the distance, consistently making those 50-plus yarders. That's something that they're going to have to try to find a way to get over and over again.
So I count on you, TD, more than anyone else out there on the media side of things in terms of picking up on stuff on the field during OTAs and minicamp and all that stuff. What yesterday caught your eye?
Christian Fulton. You know, I think I love the way he jumped the one route by Blasingame and picked it off. He picked Ryan Tannehill off. But what's really caught my eye is just how much communication that secondary has. And that's something I asked Kevin Byard about. I asked Imani Hooker about that, too. And even Fulton as well. You know, and these guys are out there talking. You know, whereas, like, you have Fulton on the outside. There's an in-breaking route. He's saying, in. You know, letting the safety and the linebacker know that those are the type of things that it seems small, but it's huge in the grand scheme of things. So I would say the communication has really caught my eye as far as the secondary is concerned.
ESPN NFL Nation Titans reporter and host of Talking with TD, Teron Davenport, has been our guest here on Robbie and Rex Row. TD does a great job, joins us every Friday at 8 o'clock. TD, great stuff, man. Appreciate you taking time to join us. Hope you have a good weekend.
Yeah, appreciate it. And for anybody out there listening this week, Talking with TD, we got Elijah Molden on Talking Shop.
Absolutely.
So definitely a must listen.
That'll be great. Hey, real quick before you go. Okay, I just found the Ohio State pronunciation guide.
Uh-oh.
It's Haw Bill. So it's H-A-W,
Haw.
Blake Hawbill. So there
we go.
If he's the guy, we all know it now. There we go.
There it is.
Appreciate you, TD.
Appreciate you. Take care.
Absolutely. Teron Davenport joins us every week here on Robbie and Rex Road, presented by Freedom Tire Guys, Nashville's premier mobile tire company, online at freedomtireguys.com. When we come back, we'll react a little bit more to what TD had to say there. Look ahead to the Titans. Got a lot of your thoughts to get back to on our text line as well. Driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025. This is Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.